Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What are you guys up to?
Well, I have learned from talking to you not to panic when I see the injury report. So, Clowney, Diggs, Ferguson, Lamb, Lipke, Revel, Wilson, all limited. Normally, this would send me into a spiral, but you've taught me that I need to calm down. Wait till today to further see how it's playing out. How are you feeling about the general health of the Cowboys heading into the Vikings game?
Well, I think of all those guys, and what was there, one guy out, or was there two? Was
it? I think there were two, but one of them was
And Guyton.
Yeah. Oh, no. Adeniji is back. It was Hooker for personal reasons.
Oh, Hooker. That's right. Yeah, Guyton is still on the cord, so I think he's out. I think the rest of the guys, and they practiced in pads and had the helmets on, and all of those other guys were out there and doing something, right?
Okay.
So I think the concern on the limited ones shouldn't be that high, because last week when Clowney didn't make it, it was a game time decision. But at least now he was out there with his helmet and pads on, and he was at least limited in practice when before he wasn't doing anything. So I think that's a good indication there. And I think all those other guys, it's a pretty good indication. And they just got to make a decision on Diggs on when they think they're going to take him off injured reserve.
Now, Corey brought up a player who has been kind of a Dallas Cowboys boogeyman at times, Aaron Jones. And I know that success was as a member of...
He was wearing yellow.
Yes, as a member of the Packers, but... What are your thoughts about Aaron Jones and maybe that run attack in general? Because he does have a good track record against the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, he does. Although, tell me a running back that doesn't have a good track record against the Cowboys.
That's a good point.
We're looking in previous years, right? And, you know, but I don't know if he's been hurt. He only has 81 carries. For 376 yards.
Right.
The guy that's been their lead guy is Mason, you know, and he's averaging 4.7 a carry, and he leads them with 6 rushing touchdowns. Now, they only have 9 rushing touchdowns. So I don't know if that speaks to their depth at the running back position or their problems on the offensive line being able to run the ball. I mean, think about it. Javonte Williams has 9 rushing touchdowns on his own. That's all the Vikings have as a team. So I think that puts maybe something into perspective on their ability to run the ball, even if they have Aaron Jones out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to dismiss what he's done to the Cowboys previously.
No, I hear you.
But I'm just saying that, yeah, that's a name. You know, I would be more worried about Justin Jefferson than Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it seems like Justin Jefferson knows how to play some football, even if the last couple weeks haven't been friendly
to him.
Yeah, I think both of those quarterbacks, they must be mad at him, obviously.
Maybe they're not that good.
I don't know, because I'm looking at their stats, and they got him for 109 targets.
You told me, though, pay attention to the
targets. Not all those targets are good targets.
Yeah, I realize that. But the next guy with the next most has got 70.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, he's the guy. He is definitely the guy there.
Maybe he's not catching all those bad passes, right?
Maybe not. Mickey, I know Shoddy kind of brought this up. I did see it on y'all's mailbag, too, and I think we've noticed this a lot this season, but we've, you know, sometimes feel this way in lots of different times. Slow starts was something Shoddy said they got to fix. How do you fix a slow start? Is it by making sure your first 15 is more important? Like, what do they do to fix that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, if I win the toss, I'm taking the ball.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it seems like when the other team gets the ball, they score.
But it doesn't feel like Shoddy thinks that too, though, does it?
Yeah, I know, because he said he likes to double down. But you're not assured of that, right?
Sure.
Right. You're not assured of, you know, getting the last possession in the first half and the first possession in the second half, but you're almost assured the other team's going to score if they get the ball to start the game. You know, I made a list of what the opponents have done, like on their opening possessions, and if we go backwards, the Lions first possession field goal. The Chiefs, first two possessions, touchdown, touchdown. The Eagles, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. The Raiders, punt, field goal, field goal. The Cardinals, field goal, touchdown. Field goal, touchdown. So, and a blocked field goal. So, yeah, the defense is not getting off to fast starts. And I figured out that if we go back to the Denver game where the Cowboys actually scored first, kicked a field goal, but they ended up going down 14-3. All those opponents over that span of games have outscored the Cowboys 72-9.
Jeez.
Holy moly.
That is terrible.
So, yeah, I've been talking about these slow starts,
yeah,
and they're not getting any faster.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I suggested that, you know, Dak used to start the play cue with here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ought to just get out there and start that in the huddle before they go out on the field. Because it's time to go. Wake up and go.
You know what? I've changed my mind about that, Mickey. I think that now during practice, he gets a starter pistol, like at a track meet. And
neat.
That really gets him in the mindset of, okay, we gotta hit the ground running here, guys.
I got to give my – this used to be growing up watching baseball with my father, and the pitchers would get off to a slow start, like they'd score 2 or 3 runs, and then they'd go 3 up, 3 down. And he used to say all the time, I think they need to warm up more. And I would give him, oh, Dad, you know, give me a break. But it occurred to me the other day, I was thinking, oh, my father would probably say, yeah, they probably should have warmed up.
You've come around to it. You've come around to
it. It always happens that way, doesn't it?
All right. So we're trying to get faster starts offensively. To go along with that, which Dallas Cowboys defense is going to show up?
Yeah, that'll be, you know, a very, very good question. And maybe if they don't turn the ball over, because I think two of their possessions that started on the other side of the 50 were turn takeaways, right? And then the others, there were three or four possessions that they started, the Lions started past their 40-yard line, between the 40 and the 50.
Right.
Well, that makes it a little more difficult if you only have to, you know, go 50 yards to 60 yards to score a touchdown.
Sure.
So the special teams have got to do a better job, too. I think they had their hand in some of what they gave up against the Lions, because the other three games were acceptable, right? You know, and I know the Chiefs scored 28 points, but it was the Chiefs, and it was Mahomes, right? But to give up 44 again, there were some other people that had a hand in that. So, again, do a better job stopping the run and get these teams at least to third down. I think I told you yesterday, the Lions only had 8 third down plays.
Yeah.
They were hurting them on first and second. They were never even getting to third, and they only converted 3 of 8. And I don't think they ever have to go for it on fourth down. So, yeah, I think that stopping the run and stopping those explosive plays was the key to that three-game winning streak.
You're talking about turnovers, and I can't remember if we discussed this at the beginning of the week, but we all love Jake Ferguson, and we all love the effort that he puts out in there. How do you have that conversation with somebody that's like, hey, I appreciate you giving your all, but sometimes we got to ease up just a little bit so we don't fumble the ball?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, if you're trying to run through one guy or pull two guys along, okay. But when you got three guys tugging on you, like in that game, just go down, you know, live to you know, play another down. And I think that, yeah, I think you have to, you know, put that in perspective, that protecting the ball is vitally more important than gaining another 1 or 2 yards by trying to bully your way through.
Yeah. No, look, I'm with...
Listen.
But it's tough to be like, you're competitive. Don't go for it. And that's the tough balance, because you're right, Mickey. But at the same time, Jake Ferguson's like, three guys, that's nothing. I can defeat them and get more yards.
Right.
Like,
it's like, attaboy, you know, I appreciate the effort, but at some point, you know, just common sense takes over for valor or whatever that saying
right,
is.
Right.
There was always that, like, I'll just use Emmett as a reference here, okay? But whenever Emmett would run out of bounds, instead of laying his shoulder into somebody, I'd be like, dude, he could have gotten 2 extra yards. And my dad'd be like, he'll get those yards on the next play.
And if right. Absolutely. And save your body, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes... You know, you hate to say it, but sometimes, depending on what the situation is, you know, you got to make a business decision.
Oh, look at Mickey Spagnola being pro-business decision is what
Sanders.
I just heard.
Yeah,
okay.
Mickey's a big business guy, always has been. He's always into business.
Okay, I know he just had a great game. What are your thoughts about J.J. McCarthy? Because he probably just had his best game as a pro, best drive as a pro, but the three...
Against one of the worst pass defenses out there.
That is fair. But in his previous three games, all losses, he had thrown multiple interceptions, and he's turned the ball over a lot. What do you make of the Vikings QB?
Yeah, I was ready to give up on them on the season opener when they didn't do squat the first three quarters?
And then he looked
all of a
awesome.
Sudden they erupted and scored all those touchdowns. And I go, oh, I guess that's why they spent a first-round pick on him. Because before that, I was going, this guy? And so, yeah, it's been pretty uneven so far. But a lot of times, you know, not all rookie quarterbacks that get thrown in to the fire, you know, excel. Sometimes it takes some time. I keep hearing about him, and I looked up his stats, and two things stuck out to me. One, Its completion percentage is 56%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Percent.
Oof.
Yeah, exactly. And then his touchdowns to interception ratio, 9-10.
And it was 6-10 before that last game.
Right. So, you know, growing pains. You know, he's got Justin Jefferson, but, you know, we don't know. We don't see what the offensive line is doing, right?
Right.
You know, how well they're end up playing because he hasn't played, I want to say, eight at the most, because he missed a whole bunch, right?
Yeah.
And then came back and missed one. He's been sacked 24 times, too. So, you know, if you're only playing half the season so far and you got 24 sacks, you know, either the production's not good or you're not seeing things awfully well. So, you know, you see his arm strength. I think you see some of the things he does and you go, okay, you know, that's pretty darn good. This is my quarterback. Well, sometimes it takes a year or two before you flourish.
Yeah.
And sometimes you run into the Cowboys, and then maybe they take you down, and you don't get to flourish again. You know.
Well, they better get pressure on them, because the last thing you want is for him to get comfortable in the pocket and give him time to sort things out before he has to throw the ball. You want to speed up his time clock in the pocket, and that's when you make mistakes. So, yeah, getting pressure on him, I think, is going to be vitally important for them to hold Minnesota to a reasonable amount of points.
See, and I'm with you, and Corey, I appreciate the positivity. As long as we all at least admit, sometimes you run into the Cowboys and then you fix things up.
Okay. Sometimes that's true.
Okay.
Hopefully not this week, okay, is all I'm saying.
I agree. All right. Thank you very much, Mickey. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. That's okay. We disagree on this one point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus how can you not be romantic during a baseball game?
Oh.
Next on The Fan.
Have to be.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, how can you not be romantic during a baseball game? It might lead to marriage. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But, guys, looking at the National Day calendar, there's a lot of great stuff going on today. Some great birthdays as well, too.
Are you ever more motivated to do the thing it's the day of? Like, if it's National like Cupcake Day, or you're like, I should go get a cupcake.
Yep. Yes, 100%. Okay. Because a lot of these corporate entities have caught on to it as well. I like to think that they just listen, and they're like, huh, they really like talking about the national holidays that people don't seem to know exist, so maybe we should do specials on those days. So, like, for National Donut Day, a lot of places are doing, you know, buy one, get one free, or come get a free half dozen or something. I'm like, absolutely, yes, please.
It's like... Spirit night for the kids' school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, because I'm giving a little bit back to the school.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm into that. But if I want to do something and it is a national day because I listened during the 11:20 sandwich segment, I always will tell Adrian, I'll say, Adrian, it is National Margarita Day. And she's like, you know what? We should margarita. And I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Alec.
You're welcome. And I'm going to tell you some birthdays because I think there's a couple important ones. It's Rey Mysterio Jr.'s birthday. Booyakaw.
Mm-hmm. Are you positive it's his birthday? As positive as his multiple drug tests that he failed with the WWE?
Right.
You like Rey Mysterio.
I do.
Kevin does not?
I used to really like Rey Mysterio, but then he started getting on the junk, and I thought that was bad for the kids to see. He's a very popular wrestler with the kids, and it bums me out that, like, you know, those things happen.
Well, speaking of people who may or may not be on or off the junk, as Kevin said, it's Nikki Six's birthday.
Nikki Six from The Revolution?
I don't know why that was so funny to me, the phrasing of that. But yes, Nikki Six.
Motley Crue?
Yes, from Motley Crue.
Oh, we're
going
to
be giving away Motley
Crue, not The Revolution.
Yes.
You were going to be giving away Motley Crue tickets, as Corey said, next week.
That's why I was trying to plug that, you know. Good radio guy, Kevin. I try my best.
No, I'm not against that. I was like, was he in The Revolution? But I'm also basing some of that off the Dave Chappelle Prince sketch. So clearly I got a little bit of the facts mixed up there.
Yeah, he was born December 11th, 1958 in San Jose, California. So happy birthday to Nikki Six. Hasn't he died like three times medically and come back or something like that?
That's impressive.
He has at least one book, I think, and I think I read it like a long time ago, maybe in middle school because I knew how to party. And
clearly it really
a children's book or?
Yeah. No, not
like
at all.
A pop-up?
No, I was just the kid that had a reading level that was way too high for his age because I didn't go outside.
Whoa.
You know, so I was reading stuff that I probably should not have been reading at that age. And I was exposed to a lot of, you know, like stuff about drugs and, you know, the hard knock life that some of these celebrities lived. And I'm like, huh, interesting. It's Haley Steinfeld's birthday.
Ah.
So big day for Josh Allen.
I like
and a
her.
Big day for Corey.
I like her. She's good.
And if you've watched the HBO show Euphoria, it was popular like 5 years ago. Alexa Demi, it's her birthday as well. Yeah. I see Corey going straight to the laptop. Yeah, give it a Google.
And they're,
it's worth it.
And they are making a third season,
they
but it's
are.
Just going to come out 8,000 years after the last one?
Yeah, because there was some like creative disagreements and stuff, apparently. And then Sam Levinson, who writes the show, is a total weirdo anyways.
She's
so,
35.
Yeah.
Playing a high school girl. That's weird.
That is, I agree.
Again, Sam Levinson, known weirdo. Anywho, I'm sorry if you can't tell, I don't really like Sam Levinson.
Would you like him more if he had a business card he handed out that said, known weirdo?
Yeah,
it?
I would respect that he at least leaned into the bit, which isn't a bit, it's just the truth. It's National John Day, J-O-N.
I'm sorry, pause, just one more thing.
Oh, no.
If you've seen that show, you could probably infer
Euphoria?
That he might be a weirdo.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Never watched it.
Back to the Johns.
Should I?
I will say season one was incredible.
Yeah. It has some really, really highs.
Yes.
But it has some really lows.
You have
too.
Some scenes where you're like, why am I watching this?
Yes.
And then you have some scenes where you're like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Fair.
Like, I teared up a few times.
Sorry
like,
if that doesn't help.
Yeah, it's a pretty emotional show. Like you're dealing with, you know, a parent that has cancer in one of the families and like some real life stuff.
Yeah.
And then some of that stuff, all the drugs and whatnot, that's real with teenagers. You know, I'm not saying everywhere, but like it was somewhat realistic.
Drugs happen.
Drugs do happen, as one wise person once said about 8 seconds ago. It's National Noodle Ring Day.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you like ring-shaped noodles, big day for you.
Like SpaghettiOs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the most important, gentlemen, National App Day, like application. So I want to know, I don't want to ask what's your most used app or your favorite app. What do you think is the most underrated app
The
on
Maps
your phone?
App. The Maps app, I think people have taken for granted that they don't actually know how to get anywhere, and they've just accepted it as part of their phone, whereas if it just disappeared, people would be late, people would no-show, they'd be like, where are you going to be? Ooh, I'm a pass on that. I don't know what you're talking about. I think the Maps app is super underrated.
I appreciate that because you're right. Every morning, I do use it. Every morning I wake up, I hit the work button on Google Maps, and I go, okay, it's going to take me 19 minutes to get to the office.
Yeah, must be
that
nice.
Is so fast.
It used to take an hour or 52 minutes, no matter what.
Yeah,
now
it took
it's
me
19.
58 this morning.
And then on Fridays, I don't have a clue where I'm going, so I just hit the Taco Bueno in Arlington or Uncle Julio's in Arlington.
Yep.
And I find that, and I'm like, oh man, this is. You're right. Back in the day, I'd have to call my dad and say, can you pull the maps go out and direct me on which road I'm on? And he would kind of walk me through it. And think about this. That's when I had a cell phone.
And
what did people do before that?
And if you ever made a mistake, it's over. Like, it's over.
You had to exit and drive through Fort Worth to get back to Dallas.
Yeah. I remember that. I definitely remember, I think it's a split off of 35, where I took the wrong one. And I was actually trying to get to Dallas, and I went to the Fort Worth one, and I was like, all right, if I just cross and exit right here, I'll clearly get back to where I was. Then I ended up on this back road, the backwoods road, and I thought, if I get a flat tire here, I'm going to be on the
Children
news.
Of the Corn.
Yeah.
For me, it's the calendar app.
Ooh.
And because it just comes with the phone. And so people just take it for granted and don't use it. You have a calendar right there. And here's what happens. I am terrible at calendars. So what I'll do is if somebody says something, I immediately put it in the calendar so that I know.
Okay.
Well, Adrian keeps the calendar. So she's the one that, like, she lets me know if we can and can't do stuff.
Okay.
So I'll put something in the calendar, and she'll reply and say, can't do that, you dummy. And I'll be like, all right, so we got to reschedule that one. So
okay.
I think the calendar app, very important. I refer to it every day.
See, I'm a weirdo in this sense, Corey. I have a physical whiteboard calendar on the back of my bedroom door.
Known weirdo.
Yeah, known weirdo. Just not in the same way as Sam Levinson. I can tell you that for sure. I have like an actual whiteboard calendar that I change out at the end of every month, and I write stuff down as the week goes on. So like, I'll put little reminders like, hey, Kevin and Corey are going to be gone on this day. They're going to be at Uncle Julio's in Arlington, you know, with a chocolate pinata and a party. So I'll write that down so I know I'm going to be lonely here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, I've got, like, I'm going to go watch college football with the buddies. Like, I actually write this stuff down. My calendar app in my phone is completely empty.
See? Takes it for granted. Completely it's right there empty. For him, and he's like, you know what? I need a board to look at.
Are you sure this isn't a call for help?
From him?
Do you need something to do? Do you want to, like, hang out?
I mean,
I don't want your calendar to be empty.
I mean, it's not empty this weekend. I'm just talking about, like, on Fridays, whenever, you know.
His whiteboard is full.
Just in a closet.
His phone calendar is empty.
Just making sure.
Some 972 MapQuest killed me. How'd you text?
Oh. That's a great question.
From the other side?
Oh, from the 817. That's why they call you the Pride of Mansfield. Boom!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good
because
point.
I'm keeping the calendar business alive, baby. That's right. I'm going to get a paper one just to
tick
you
brag.
Off.
Yeah. I like it.
From the 972, I still use a paper calendar. Look at that. See? I appreciate this. For me, I'd say this is going to be so specific to me and maybe like a few other people in this building. There's an app that I've had for about 6 years now called Hours and Minutes, and it is a time calculator. Oh. I use that app every single day at this job because can I do math in my head? Yes. Do I have the knowledge to do time-based math? Yes. But I'm the kind of person that triple guesses my own work. So I'll go in and I will do the math for if we have a hard out going into network programming or, you know, for overnight snack segments and stuff. I want things to be nice and neat and on the dot. So I will go there and I will type in my times and do all my math and I will make sure that my math is right. Use it every single day. It is a free app and it has saved my life in so many occasions where I did the math wrong in my head.
Right.
And I was off by a whole 10 seconds or something. And in this business, a whole 10 seconds in terms of calculation can be very, very bad.
Yeah, you're right.
So that app has saved my life.
From the 901.
Oh.
I think you guys should make a 105.3 The Fan calendar.
I'd buy it.
Because he loves calendars.
Yeah,
that's right.
I like it.
What if we were all like dressed up as like with fireman suspenders but no shirt?
Goodness.
Is that would you still be all right with that?
I'm a man of my word. As long as I'm in it.
See, I could see why Alec would be in that calendar. I shouldn't be in that calendar. So
what do you mean?
Says you.
You might be the best seller. You never know.
If you like a fluffy bear.
Yeah. They might be like, dude, that's the one that I've been waiting for September. I say that because that's your birth month, so I just assume that like everybody's looking forward to September.
Okay, good to know. Thank you for that vote of confidence, Corey.
Lots of people saying different map apps. I'm seeing Waze. I'm seeing just general maps from the 214, just the basic calculator that saves me as well. Lots of people getting in on some of the everyday apps, which I do think we underappreciate most of those, like maps and calendars.
From the 469, I just got fired from my job at the calendar factory. I took a whole week off.
That's pretty good.
I knew Kevin would think that was good.
That's pretty good.
That's the part where I'm supposed to do this.
I get it.
Lay in it.
Carter's just shaking his head out there.
As
he
should be.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe.
You're going to shake your head when you hear this, Corey. So we brought this story up, I want to say, earlier this year around March. Tyler Glasnow, the stud, and I'm talking about appearance because he's like 6'8" and has beautiful hair, starting pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers and now World Series champion with the LA Dodgers, told a story how at a baseball game that he was an active player in, just not starting that game, he was in the dugout and saw a girl in the stands that he thought was attractive.
Mm.
So he grabbed a baseball, wrote his phone number on the baseball.
Martine.
Yeah, and he threw the baseball into the stands, and she texted him, and they met, and they started going out on dates together.
Oh.
Well, Glasnow posted on his Instagram 6 days ago that he is now married.
Let's go.
To said woman. So, how can you not be romantic about baseball at a baseball game with a baseball with somebody's phone number on it is my other question of the day, because I think it's incredible that a Major League Baseball player, one, had the wherewithal to just start people watching at a game. But two, he said, you know what? She's pretty enough to where I'm going to grab a baseball, ask somebody for a pen, like, yeah, I'll sign an autograph after I write my phone number on this baseball, throw it into the stands, and hope that I get a text. He got a lot more than a text because as of 6 days ago, they are now happily married together.
Brilliant.
And he posted the pictures on his Instagram if you want to see for proof. Beautiful venue and everything. But yeah, I just think this is incredible that it actually worked out in the best way possible.
Alec, or other single people out there, I think you should consider taking this strategy on the road.
Yeah, she didn't try to shank him or anything. Because she wanted her team to win.
Oh my gosh. I think single people should consider having baseballs signed by them with their phone number on it and just toss them to people.
Like driving down the highway and you just throw it through somebody's window.
I don't know if the highway might be where I start.
You know what? I'll go to Texas Live this weekend and try it out.
Yeah.
See how fast I get kicked out.
Or at a baseball game to another fan.
Yeah.
The highway is not where I would
start. You see somebody, just throw some heater at them.
Just a nice cut fastball right in between the windshield wipers.
Welcome right on the forehead.
Holy moly.
I don't think that's going to work out the way you want it to. Then again, concussion could help out, you know? She might be like, you know what?
Yeah.
What's that while you were sleeping? She was the dude was out.
That what you took away from that? Man, the things you take away from certain movies. But then again, you've been married the longest, so
I don't always see the ends of movies, so I don't know if they ever get together at the end where he's like, you know what? I know you pushed me into the train, and here I am. But you know, let's be together.
See, the way you describe it, I feel like then the narrator goes, spoiler alert, Corey did not get the date. That is how that might end. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for some Gridiron Gravy Power Ranking, the quarterback power rankings next on The Fan.
Third and six, quarter begins. Mahomes downfield for Hollywood Brown. Intercepted underneath. Kamari Lassiter was there. Mahomes couldn't get enough on it. And Lassiter comes up with his third pick of the year.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it, and also a little baseball news.
Oh.
According to Jeff Passan, closer Robert Suarez and the Braves are in an agreement on a 3-year, $45 million contract. So that's what closers are going to cost, Kevin.
Okay. We don't have the money for that.
Dadgummit!
All right. This for the Steelers, just keep an eye out on that. T.J. Watt is undergoing medical evaluation of his lung at a local hospital, per the Steelers spokesman.
My first question was, is he okay? And then my second thought was, well, I mean, it's his lung, and he's undergoing...
Right. He will not be at practice today, which makes a lot of sense.
Right.
The Steelers have said that his status for the Miami game, the suddenly rolling Miami Dolphins, is in question. All right, we like to do this on Thursdays. Power rank the quarterback power rankings. You know what I like to start with? Who is the worst starting quarterback? And in case you were curious, yes, Philip Rivers is on this list.
It should be Philip Rivers then, because traditionally, that's what they do.
Alec, do you agree that Philip Rivers is the worst starting quarterback, or can you think of one worse?
Did they?
It's got to be Philip Rivers.
I think
does it?
I think it should be, but
should it?
Is it JJ?
Coming in at number 31 on the list, Philip Rivers. Coming in at number
32 teams.
And that's dead last, J.J. McCarthy from Minnesota.
Dude,
which feels harsh.
He better not
coming off
us.
The best, probably overall game of his career. They couldn't have given him a little love and been like, hey, guy who hasn't played football for 5 years, you can go last. J.J. McCarthy moves up.
Is it because he only had 163 yards?
I think it could be. I think it's still...
Like those touchdowns are field position, bro.
Okay, but still, I think they're like, hey, you had 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, and you still have a negative turnover rate. So that's my guess for why they went there.
Dude, I'm fascinated by this Philip Rivers thing.
Gotta watch. Must see,
how
right?
many series into it will you watch if it's not, like...
One.
The first series, if it's not good, you're like, okay, that's it?
Yeah.
What if the second series is the one he turns? I think you have to watch
then
2 series.
But then I'm going to miss it because I'm going to be like, no, I got it. It's the same as 5 years ago. Next game.
That's true.
J.J. McCarthy last, then Philip Rivers, Tyrod Taylor, Kirk Cousins, and Cam Ward has rocketed up to 28. Where would you put Dak Prescott, or do you just want to give me kind of your top 5?
See
if he makes it.
I think Dak is, let's see, all right. So for me, it's a combination of Stafford, Drake May, Josh Allen. Dude, I was looking at the numbers earlier. Jordan Love,
there it is.
Right now is the, if you like put composite numbers together, he's the best. And it actually, like the bad throw percentage is 14%. Dak's is 11. Dak's still in the, he doesn't do bad throws. percentage, but Jordan Love's making a real big push, and having Christian Watson back has changed everything for him because he has a deep threat to go along with a lot of different pieces. So I would have those in my those as my top five with Dak in there still.
Look, there's a reason why I asked about Jordan Love getting more MVP appreciation at this point in the season. Alec, where do you have Dak Prescott?
I'd say I'd put him inside the top five, right at five.
Okay.
I do think the Jordan Love thing is going to be really interesting. We talked about it earlier this week, I want to say, about how he's not throwing to anybody fun, but if you look at some of the advanced numbers, especially with him, I think I saw somebody tweet out some sort of note that he has like a the best touchdown to interception ratio in week 11 or later in NFL history.
Huh. I did not know that.
I saw that on Twitter. I wish I could give credit to who, but like he's putting up historic numbers with a bunch of dudes.
Yeah. It definitely feels like Stafford and May have gone back and forth as one and two. CBS has Stafford one, May two. Jordan Love is three. This is where I think I might disagree. Josh Allen is four and Dak is five. I think I might flip that. Right now, in this moment, I think that Dak has played some better football than Josh Allen. But CBS does not care what I think.
I think the only way to solve that's fight to the death.
I was going to say play in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
But fight to the death feels equally plausible.
Well,
at this
see,
point.
Fight to the death is mano a mano. You know, so we put Dak versus Josh Allen, see who wins. With the Super Bowl, like you, like that's defenses, and some team has a better defense and run game.
Okay.
So it's not really man versus man there.
All right, so that's too outlandish.
Yeah, and
okay,
I'll tell you what. Give Josh Allen a joust, and then give Dak the alligator death roll as weapons.
Oh. Man, you've put a lot of thought into this.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that alligator death roll anytime.
Rest of the man, that feels like that's a great idea for like a really spicy food.
You
to call
dodge,
it.
You dodge the joust one time, you're good. Now you get hit with the joust, you got problems.
Yeah,
but alligator death roll, you're done.
I like how you keep saying the joust instead of like the lance, the actual thing that will hit you.
Mm.
Jared Goff, Sam Darnold, Joe Burrow, Mahomes, and Caleb Williams round out the top 10. So Caleb Williams. All right, let's go from that to you might be sad to hear, though not entirely surprised, the Eagles positivity rabbit is no more. Or at least it might exist, but it does not exist in the Eagles complex.
Does that signal the end for the Eagles then?
No, it's because they lost. I feel like if you would have broken your losing streak, you would have had to keep the rabbit.
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
But they didn't.
It had no effect. It had zero effect on them.
True.
It just made them worse. Eberflus says Revel is eliminated again today.
Okay. All right.
In-game soreness is what it stems from, is what we're talking about.
Interesting. Tutu Atwell activated from the injured reserve from the Rams. And then keep an eye out on this.
Another weapon?
Yes.
Gosh.
Because this could derail the Philip Rivers Fund. Riley Leonard was listed as a full participant in Wednesday's practice for the Colts yesterday. So while we all have Philip Rivers fever, and I definitely want to see it, there is still a chance that Riley Leonard, who I think might be younger than one of Philip Rivers' children, is
he is no that's a fact
potential to start that game.
Did you hear his Rivers yesterday? He was like, they were about his kids.
No,
and he was like, well, you know, like my 6 year old, they're kind of like, hey dad, when are you gonna get back out there and play? And my teenagers are like adults now. They're used to seeing it, and they're like, hold on, what's happening? Are you really going back out there right now? So when you have that many kids, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Span that amount of time. They all have different thoughts on who you are as a daddy.
Oh, I do not like the way you said that last part. By the way, Geno Smith unlikely to start for the Raiders against the Eagles, which means Super Bowl winner and former Eagle Kenny Pickett is in line to be QB1, which will complete the downfall of the Eagles if they lose that game. And then one more quick thing for you. Going into this weekend, we have had the most kick return yards and the highest average per kick return the second highest, excuse me, in NFL history. So if you want to point to the success of the tweaks the NFL has made last year, this year has seen a huge bump up, even historically, for return yards and average per return.
Wow, that is impressive.
We're the KNC masterpiece. I don't know if most of that happened against the Cowboys this past weekend.
The 817, be right back, headed to Chili's for an alligator death roll.
Hey, they brought back skillet queso, and you're too early to go there for the other thing. Coming up next, right here.
If you listen to the night show, you know what that means.
The KNC masterpiece. And if you come out to our event tomorrow, I'll tell you exactly what it means, because it might not be fit for air at this time of day. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, questions the Cowboys must positively answer if they want to make the playoffs. We'll do that next, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.